Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology-agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
If you're part of a larger organization looking for a new ERP system, I wanted to talk today about the top five ERP systems that you should be considering for your larger organization. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. So if you're part of a larger organization, first of all, let's define what larger organization means. Generally, there's no magic number, but we look at companies over $1 billion in revenue or over 1,000 employees as roughly the barometer we use for if you're a larger organization that has unique needs, different types of complexity, and scalability types of factors that you need to look at as part of your ERP implementation. So when we released our top 10 ERP systems for 2020, which you can access via the link right here on the screen and in the links below, it was a top 10 list for companies of all different sizes, industries, geographies, levels of complexity, et cetera. So what we wanted to do today is talk specifically about larger organizations and what the top ERP systems are for them. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and get started. So in determining the top five list, we looked at a number of different factors, which is based on our experience implementing these different systems, our experience evaluating these systems as part of our ERP selection projects for clients, and also as part of our research in the database we use to track different ERP functionalities and capabilities of different systems out there. So in looking at the top systems, we looked at things like functionality, we looked at total cost of ownership, we looked at flexibility, maturity of the offerings, the ability to scale to meet complex and diverse needs of an organization. So those are just some of the criteria we used in determining which systems fell in our top five and how we ranked those different systems. Coming in at number five is Workday. Now, a lot of people think of Workday as an HCM-only solution, and it certainly is focused on human capital management, automating HR processes around benefits administration, talent management, learning and development, things of that nature. But over the years, Workday has also expanded into financials, and they've provided a fair amount of robustness and capability in the financial space. So a lot of larger organizations are finding that the financial capabilities of Workday combined with its HCM or human capital management capabilities makes it a viable ERP solution. Now the other strength of Workday is not only its market share and its position in the market, but also the fact that it's a native cloud solution. So ever since the product came out way back when, it has been a native cloud solution. So while a lot of ERP systems now are playing catch up and trying to migrate from on-premise to the cloud, Workday is already established in the cloud, which gives it a leg up in terms of level of maturity and just overall capability for the system. Now, probably the biggest weakness of Workday is going to be if you're a complex manufacturing organization or a complex services organization, there's probably going to be capabilities that are missing in terms of a complete ERP solution. So you're probably going to be looking at more of a best of breed type scenario where you would have Workday for your human capital management, your financials, kind of your core back office, but then you would need other systems to address other capabilities to address manufacturing or warehouse management or different aspects of your business, depending on what industry you're in. But either way, all of those things considered is enough to put Workday at number five on our list. Coming in at number four is a company called Deltek. A lot of you may have heard of the product. A lot of you may be using it, especially if you're in government contracting or a project management intensive type of organization, aerospace and defense, et cetera. And Deltek isn't appropriate for all industries, but there are a lot of larger organizations that benefit from the capabilities of Deltek. So companies that focus on, as I mentioned, project management, have a need to cost projects and track labor and cost to specific projects. Those are some of the capabilities that are fairly unique for Deltek that they do better than other ERP solutions. The other thing we see is that a lot of larger organizations use Deltek. And while a lot of companies we help migrate from Deltek to other solutions over time, we still find that Dell Tech is a very viable solution for some of these larger organizations, particularly for those organizations, as I mentioned, that are in government contracting, even government types of entities themselves, aerospace and defense, other types of organizations that have more of a focus on project management and a need to track resources and cost to projects. So with all of that being considered, that's enough to put Dell Tech at number 4 on our list today.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Coming in at number 3 is SAP S/4HANA. And in the past, SAP S/4HANA would probably be number 1 or at the very lowest number 2 on our list. This year, it's coming in at number 3, primarily because while it is still a product that is appropriate for larger organizations, there's a certain amount of maturity that's lacking that the older legacy SAP products had. So for example, with R3 and ECC on the SAP side, some of their legacy products, those products were a lot more mature and more established and had more robust capability than S/4HANA. And that's just part of the migration that the company is making from on-premise to cloud-based offerings. So on the flip side, SAP has the strengths and the competencies and the scalability to support larger organizations. They also have the breadth of capability, the breadth of functionality to meet the needs of diverse organizations and diverse product lines and customer bases. Also, the global reach of the product is another aspect that is strong with SAP. So SAP was built for larger organizations. Their client base has traditionally been the Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 types of organizations. So by nature, SAP is going to be a good fit for a lot of larger organizations. And based on where they are today, we put S/4HANA at number 3 on our list. Coming in at number 2 is Microsoft Dynamics 365. Now, Microsoft is the product that's probably made the most headway over the years in meeting the needs of larger, more complex global organizations. 10 years ago, Microsoft didn't really have a good offering for larger organizations, but with AX and Navision in previous years and now with D365, they've really focused on building out a breadth of capability, a certain amount of flexibility and scalability that has allowed the software to support the needs of complex organizations. Now, probably the biggest strength of D365 is going to be its flexibility. So if we look at the ability to change the software, to manage workflows and change workflows, and to build custom reports and things of that nature without necessarily changing the code behind the software, that's where D365 excels, especially when we compare it to an S/4HANA or some of the other products that were lower in our top 5 list and some of the products that didn't make it in our top 5 list as well. So Microsoft has a nice combination of scalability and standard types of workflows and functionality, but balancing that with the flexibility that a lot of organizations need, especially for global, diversified, decentralized organizations where you're going to have a diverse set of business processes. That's where Microsoft D365 tends to excel. And so that's enough to put Microsoft Dynamics 365 at number 2 on our list. Coming in at number 1 in our top 5 list of ERP systems for larger organizations is Oracle ERP Cloud. Now, Oracle has traditionally been, like SAP, another vendor that has focused on primarily larger organizations, global organizations, more complex, scalable types of organizations. And where Oracle is really excelling now against other competitors, especially in the larger upper space of the enterprises that are buying ERP systems, is in the flexibility of its capabilities. So it's in some ways like Microsoft E365, but just a more powerful and more scalable version of Microsoft E365. And that is a gross oversimplification. But if you were to compare Oracle to both SAP and Microsoft E365, I see it oftentimes as more like a D365 in that regard, as far as the flexibility that it provides. At the same time, it provides a certain amount of standard workflows, standard capabilities and functionality that a lot of larger organizations need to drive efficiency and drive harmonization and standardization throughout their enterprises. Another area where Oracle ERP Cloud has really made some headway relative to competitors is in the manufacturing and distribution space, especially manufacturing. If we look at more complex manufacturing, more complex supply chains, global supply chains, that's an area where Oracle ERP Cloud really excels, especially against some of the other competitors here in the top five. So with all of those things considered, that's enough to land Oracle ERP Cloud number one on our list of ERP systems for 2020 for the larger enterprises. So that concludes our top five list of ERP systems for larger enterprises for 2020. But it's also interesting to note the amount of fluidity and change in these top rankings. I don't expect that this top five will look like the same top five next year, simply because so many of the vendors are making such big advances and changes to their models and to their core capabilities and the functionality. And as more of these bigger vendors move their on-premise solutions and more of their on-premise offerings to the cloud, you'll start to see more competitive situations or more competitive functionality for organizations that are larger and need some of the capabilities for these vendors that we've talked about here today. So while this is a moment in time, a snapshot of where the vendors are right now, as we all know, the industry is moving very quickly, and it'll be interesting to see where things end up next year with our top five list for larger organizations. So I hope you found this information useful. I encourage you to please like this video, subscribe to my channel, and more importantly, if you could download some of the content we have in the links below. I've included a link to our annual ERP report, which provides other best practices, including software rankings and comparisons and just general implementation and transformation best practices to help you in your ERP and digital transformation journey. So I hope you found this information useful. Thanks very much for your time.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.